New rules issued by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have put pressure on some colleges and universities that offer student health insurance. A March ruling by the department actually requires a minimum payment cap or policy limit of at least $100,000 a year. The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville offers student health insurance, and the premiums for the students are actually going up. The new premiums will cost 25% more this year than compared to last year's program. The total cost for Plan 1, which has a deductible of $250, is $1,334 for the academic year. Plan 2 is only $906 for students, but comes with a $2,000 deductible. Mary Alice Serafini, the director of the Pat Walker Health Center, said these changes will actually cost students more, but the coverage will be a lot better.
The plan going up to $1,334 is a big jump. 25% is a big jump for anybody. However, the benefits are so much better. The savings to students is just going to be unbelievable with the unlimited services on outpatient and pharmacy. So my feeling is that the students are getting the best deal they've ever gotten.
Pam Delaney, the student insurance representative, explained some of these benefits.
Things we had negotiated in the last 2 years was a higher outpatient benefit. Instead of $2,000 or $3,000, we had gotten it up to $5,000, and that was pretty adequate. But with health care reform, it is now an unlimited, up to the amount of the policy, it's an unlimited benefit, just no cap of $5,000 anymore. This can be seeing a specialist, going to the emergency room, having an MRI, CAT scan, physical therapy. There's a lot of things that fall under miscellaneous outpatient. You're not in a hospital. You're not admitted. You're an outpatient.
Delaney said a big advantage of the new plan is the prescription drug coverage.
That is really the most significant thing I can see that would have an impact on some students whose medication may be $300 to $500 a month. They would have full benefit with this on their pharmacy.
Whereas the old plan had a limit of $1,250 for prescription drugs, the new plan has no limit. Delaney said the new plan will particularly benefit students with chronic illnesses, such as those with diabetes.
Students that have diabetes, currently they're able to get their diabetic supplies under this policy. It's not considered a pharmacy item, but it is supplies, and they get them at Walmart, and it is covered under the student insurance plan.
Students can get their prescription drugs at any Walmart pharmacy in the United States. The copay is $15 for a generic and $30 for a brand-name drug. The university receives bids from health insurance companies and then negotiates a contract with the company they select. Serafini said they originally anticipated a 10% increase in this year's premiums compared to last year's. When the Department of Health and Human Services came out with their new rules in March, Serafini renegotiated the school's contract so the school could be in compliance with the new rules. Several groups, including colleges, are waiting to see how the U.S. Supreme Court will rule on the 2010 healthcare law. Serafini said the university's insurance would continue to have the same coverage regardless of the court's decision. According to a study by the U.S. Government Accountability Office in 2008, about 80% of college students aged 18 to 23 were insured in 2006. Of those, about 67% had health insurance through an employer-sponsored plan, which would be like one they'd get through a parent. About 7% of the group surveyed in 2006 got their insurance through individual or group plans, which include college student insurance plans. Pam Delaney said about 1,600 students opted for the university's student insurance last year. International students attending the university are required to have health insurance. Delaney said that she thought there would be more students, including international ones, opting for the university's student health insurance plan this year.
I think we're going to be picking up a larger enrollment this year just because of healthcare reform. It's going to have more people are looking at different ways to insure. We might pick up a few more international students. Some of the plans that students were able to waive with in the past really don't meet all the requirements of the federal government for the new healthcare reform.
Students already pay a health fee, which covers visits with health professionals, medical evaluations, and psychological services at the Pat Walker Health Center on Garland. The fee for the fall semester is $7.25 per credit hour. According to the university, this is an increase of 14 cents from the previous academic year. A student enrolled in 15 hours of classes this fall would pay about $109 for the upcoming fall semester for their health fee. With the 2010 healthcare law, insurers are now required to allow a student on a parent's plan until the student turns 26. Depending on the employer, Serafini said it might be more expensive for a student to remain on the parents' plan.
We are actually talking with parents now to take a look at the plans that now that they can keep their student on the plan until age 26, how much of a financial burden is that for them, and would it be more strategic for them to enroll in the student health insurance plan? And we don't know the outcome of that. Now, we do know that some students are opting for student health insurance voluntarily because their parent plan would be too expensive.
For all the details about the university's student insurance, including the costs and coverage, visit health.uark.edu/insurance. For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schloy.